This episode is a special episode brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. It's an online school that we open up registration to just once a year. If you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or your phone or to feel like you're constantly on social media, if you don't want to waste a ton of money developing websites or spending money on SEO experts, I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And if we have already closed registration by the time you hear this message, don't worry, we'll put you on our list and you'll be first to be notified when we open up registration next year. To learn more and to take advantage of my free teaching videos, go to MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And of course, I'll include a link in my show notes.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
You should start your own business. If you already have a business, you should get better at running it online so that your business can pretty much run itself. Remember that infomercial? I forget what his name, Ron Popeil? The set it and forget it oven, kind of like a crock pot. So whether you own your own online business or you've thought to yourself, I don't really want to be a business owner. I don't think I'm cut out for it. I don't know if I want to take that risk or that headache or to take on that obligation. You must listen to this episode. Someone recently said to me, Shalene, you know, you've got a reputation for pushing people to do things before they're really ready to do them. And I, at first I was like, oh, is that like a compliment or a put down? I'm not really sure. But, you know, I thought about it and I'm going to take it as a compliment. I don't know if it's a reputation. I personally think it's a gift. I do push people to do things before they realize they're ready to do them, but I know they're ready to do them. You know, if you climb to the top of a cliff overlooking a cove, if you've ever seen the Black Rock in Maui, there's this little spot where all the locals jump off of this giant rocky, I think it's like half lava and stone, I don't know, but it's really high up and it's overlooking this beautiful spot of the ocean. And if you're standing on the very edge of that cliff, you can just picture yourself standing there. I would never walk behind someone and push them or shove them, but I would take notice if somebody took the time with their bare hands and their bare feet to climb slowly up that rocky terrain, knowing that what they wanted to do is jump and that they weren't going to die. And they saw like even 10-year-old little kids jumping off that cliff and it seemed so exciting. And if I saw someone standing on the very edge of that cliff, right, with their toes hanging over the edge and I knew that they had a knot in the bottom of their stomach, but they wanted to do it, I would never push someone, but I would stand behind them and say, you can do this and it's going to feel scary and it's going to be amazing, but I know you can do this. Do this. This is going to make you feel amazing. You're going to feel like you can fly and you're going to be okay. And it's going to be a little scary, but when you land in that warm ocean water, you're going to feel this rush of endorphins and motivation and inspiration, and you're going to want to do it again. And so I don't like to think of it as a reputation. I honestly like to think of it as a gift. And I'm very passionate about suggesting that people do things when I can see, like, you should do this. And the reason why is because I can see your potential, number one. And number two is I care about you. You're listening to this show, and if you've listened to maybe two or three, or you've listened to every single one of them, I hope that you have a sense of who I am. And I hope, if nothing else, you know, I'm not going to say it to you. I'm not going to suggest it. I'm not going to even mention it unless I truly believe I can base my own integrity, my own reputation on what I'm going to say to you and believe wholeheartedly that it's in your best interest. If I didn't think it was in your best interest, I would not say it. You need to start an online business. Now, let's think about this for a second, because some of you are like, no, I don't. Like right now, you've already stuck your fingers in your ears and you're like, la, 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 la. I love my job. I love my life. I don't need a business. I don't need the extra money. I love what I'm doing. Or I love that I'm a stay-at-home mom. Or I love that I'm a trust fund baby. Whatever your personal story is, if you've decided you don't need an online business, I want you to replace that sentence and say out loud, I don't need any financial security. If that statement is true and you, in fact, do not need any financial security, well, then maybe you don't need to start an online business. But my friends, that's only one reason why I'm so passionate about people doing this. Let's talk about financial security. Let's just assume that you've been working for the same corporation for 20 plus years. You're maybe 10 years away from retirement. You have a 401k. You go to the office every day at the same time. You check out at the same time each day. You take your lunch break with the same people. You know exactly what you're expected to do. You know exactly what percentage of an increase you'll receive on your pay each year. It's predictable. It's comfortable. And you know it's not going anywhere. But that's not true. You don't know that. You really don't know that. I don't care if you're the best friend of the CEO. You just never know what could happen tomorrow. The company's technology could be outdated and the company goes bankrupt. Your CEO could be negotiating the sale of your business. When Brett and I sold our company, Powder Blue Productions, the most heart-wrenching part about that whole process of negotiating and working with attorneys and working with financial planners and accountants and all of the work that went into kind of negotiating back and forth on is this the right deal and evaluating the value of our business and all of those things, nothing were we able to share with our employees. And our employees were our family members. They were our family members, but I mean, let's face it, as much as I love every single face who walked through the doors at Powder Blue, I didn't give birth to them. And ultimately, the right decision had to be the right decision for the three people who matter the most, my husband, Brett, my daughter, Sierra, and my son, Brock. And yeah, there's a pecking order. And the people who I worked with, as much as I loved them and cared about them, ultimately, I had to make a decision that was right for my real family. And that was really, really hard. I struggled with it. I even talked to my therapist about it because I said, I have so much guilt knowing that I'm having to negotiate this and legally we are not able to disclose this to our employees until such time as the deal was almost finalized. Now I say that to you because you could ask the people who worked for us at Powder Blue if they believe their jobs were secure indefinitely. And I think they would probably tell you yes. And that hurts my heart, but I have to share that story with you because I don't care who you're working for. If you're working for somebody else, you never know. You never know when the negotiations for the sale of that company are happening and unbeknownst to you. You just don't know if things are going to change and somebody new is going to come in and your job is no longer needed or someone's able to do it for a tenth of what you're able to do it for. You just truly never know. You never know. And so because of that, and before that should happen, why not start building something that provides you that financial security so that if you walk in this Friday and the boss calls you into a big conference room and says, this is a tough decision, but we've decided to sell the company. You might be upset. You might be sad. You might grieve. You might be angry. But if you already have a business that's been growing slowly without impeding on your current job, your current profession, if you already have something that's been in the works, that's growing, that you love, that you're passionate about, that's creating and generating income for you, well, you might feel all of those emotions, but the one thing that you won't feel is devastated financially. You can be sad, but at the same time, I bet you'll also be pretty excited because now you can devote your energies to running your own business. And to just give you a little bit more backstory on the sale of our business, I don't want to sound like we were just completely heartless and only looking out for ourselves, but it was a 5-year process. And it started with making sure, this is the truth, making sure every single employee at Powder Blue Productions knew we wanted them all to start and work on their own online businesses. And that might seem like a conflict of interest, but we knew that's kind of what we were teaching and it was what I was all about. And it was had a lot to do with the book that I was researching and writing and how important it was for people to do what gave them purpose and to create that type of financial security. So for two reasons, number one, because I do believe it's in people's best interest to do that. We suggest our employees do it. And number two, because my husband and I, when we blueprinted our change of our life, when we went from stressed success to smart success, we also had to figure out how we were going to kind of like undo this crazy out of control life that we had created where we had so many employees and this business that was very dependent upon the two of us. And when we did that, we also didn't want to pull the rug out from underneath these people who really had helped us get to where we were. Like, they believed in us and they worked really hard and we never could pay them enough because, I mean, their value was invaluable. So we loved them and we cared about them, and we wanted to make sure that our plan wasn't just about us having a future, but our 5-year plan of reverse engineering from stressed success to smart success meant that we had to teach them to kind of reverse engineer their own lives. And so we strongly encouraged and taught them how to start their own online businesses, how we were doing the marketing, how we were structuring those things, and how if they were really organized with their time, with just a little bit of effort, they could start to see the fruits of their labors. They could start to see results, including our manager, Holly, including the receptionist, including every single person who walked through the doors. We encouraged them. We certainly didn't force any of them to start their own online businesses, but we created an environment and a culture and an attitude around this idea that everybody there needed to be building their own online business. And we kind of turned the other cheek when they would sometimes work on their own business while they were at work at Powder Blue Productions. Now, we started that about 4 or 5 years before we sold our company. They might not have known why we were doing that, but it was because we knew when we did sell the company, we wanted them to have the decision to be able to say, okay, this is my jumping off point. I'm going to jump into my own business full time. Or they could make the decision for themselves that they wanted to continue to be a corporate employee to Beachbody, which was the company whom acquired us. Or is it who acquired us? Who acquired us? Whom acquired us? Not sure. I'll have to look that up. By the time the sale of our business was complete, our manager, Holly, at that point, I think for us, she was making like maybe 75 or 80K, but her own online business had already grown to a point where she was making 6 figures. And knowing that just made me so happy. It made it so much easier to negotiate the sale of the business because I knew once she knew we were selling, it would be an easy decision for her to go, geez, you know, I'm making a lot more with my own online business. And I can make a decision that's right for me and for my new family. And in fact, after a short period of transition, she did decide to focus solely on her online business. And I can tell you it's allowed her and her husband to work from home and to provide for their family and their new baby in a way that, frankly, we could have never given her that kind of pay working for us. If you know that financial security is important, if you know that things could change tomorrow, even if they're not very likely to, well, then you've got to start an online business. Why not create that little cushion that can grow slowly while you have your full-time job or while you are a full-time stay-at-home mom or while you are in college? Why not do that now before you actually need to? As author Harvey McKay says, fill your well before you need it. All right, so let's just pretend hypothetically you don't need to worry about your financial security. You're living on a trust fund. You have millions and millions of dollars stuffed in your mattress. It's just not even an issue for you. God bless you. Well, let's just say, though, you're really good at saving your money, and that's why you have millions and millions, and you've always assumed that starting your own business would be expensive. Or let's just say that maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, or you're under a pile of debt. And you're like, I just need to work my way out of this and then I'll think about starting my own business. Okay, well, let me just tell you that that's totally changed. In the last 5 years, oh my gosh, I wish I had started my business now versus when I did. I can't even tell you how much money we wasted that people don't have to waste now because it's so inexpensive to start your own online business. So let's break that down. First of all, how about a website name? You can reserve a domain name for about $3. No kidding. There are discounted websites that offer domain names for as little as $3. On average, $9. To buy a domain name for some sites, you can even get the domain name for free as long as you pay to have your domain name hosted. So what's a domain name? ShaleenJohnson.com is a domain name. Marketing Impact Academy is a domain name. We have dozens and dozens and dozens of domain names because the domain name isn't like that important. It's just a place where you can start your business, in other words. Now, the hosting is, it's the site or the service where your website is kind of living. If you can imagine, it's on rented ground, but you're paying for it to be there. In other words, it's being hosted by a service. And many companies will give you a free domain name. They will allow you to reserve that so you own the name as long as you pay for hosting with them. So how much is hosting? Like $5 a month. I'm not even kidding. That's how much it is now. It used to cost an arm and a leg. Now it's like $5 a month. That's so crazy. Now, let's say then that you want to have a theme designed for your blog, or you want your website designed. Well, yeah, I'm not even joking. My husband and I, 1 year, spent $300,000 having a website design that was completely non-functional. I'm starting to sweat just thinking about that story. Oh my God. And we interviewed so many people to do the job, and we trusted these guys. You know what? The good news is you don't have to do that anymore. Every single one of these services like GoDaddy.com, and I'm going to link a bunch of them up in the show notes, and some are better than others. And that's some of what we go into in great depth and detail in the Marketing Impact Academy, so that you don't make these mistakes, so that you're able to evaluate what's the right thing for me, not what Shalene's doing, because I might have a bigger client base or a bigger budget for such things. But in the Marketing Impact Academy, we say, okay, if you're just starting out and you have nothing to sell and you have no money, here are the three that you should look at. And if you have 20,000 customers and you have 20 different SKUs in a shopping cart, here's what you should be looking at. So you can make the decision for yourself, but it's an informed decision. But let's just pretend you're starting out. You can get hosting for as little as $5 a month. You can get design for your website for free. Almost every single one of them now offer kind of a, you know, drag and drop, click and press and customize with your own colors and pictures. And bam, you've got a beautifully designed website that's about 50 times better than the stuff that we wasted tons of money on back in the day, but I'm not bitter. Okay, so what about a shopping cart? Like, don't I need to have a shopping cart, and isn't that super expensive? Again, on average, maybe $5 a month for that service. And or you could use PayPal. And what's the cost for you to use PayPal or accept purchases through PayPal? A big whopping zero. So now we're really talking about, if you have a shopping cart and you're paying for web hosting, max right now we're talking about $10 a month. Two trips to the coffee shop, right? Kind of silly. To start your own newsletter, that's like $0 a month. I mean, most of the stuff, it's crazy how cheap it is now to start and to launch your online business. So that dispels one myth that it's expensive, because it's not. And you can do it in less than a couple of hours. In fact, I'll put a couple of links in my show notes to show you how you can, especially if you don't have a business and you don't have a domain name, how you can start and design and launch your own website for about $10 in about 30 minutes. No joke. The next reason why I really want you to consider this is because you've got greatness within you. Your voice matters, your passion, your purpose, the things that have happened to you, your experiences, your job experience, the things you've been through, the things you've conquered, the things you're excited about, the things that you know better than anyone else, the things that get you really pumped up and you can't stop talking about them. Like, how cool would it be if that was like your job, that thing that you love and you can't get enough of, and you look at your watch and you're like, oh my gosh, how did 2 hours just pass? And it's because you're doing something that you totally geek out on. You love it. You can't get enough of it. And right now you're thinking to yourself, there's no way I'm going to be able to make playing 18 holes of golf or shopping online a business. No matter what it is, no matter how outlandishly bizarre it is, there is a market for it online. There is a way for you to turn that into an internet business. Now, the reason why I want you to consider this is because that gives you joy. That gets you excited. It makes you happy. It makes you feel alive. I mean, do you really want somebody else telling you what you're supposed to do every single day? Like, how cool would it be to help people and solve problems or make things or deliver things or design things or whatever it is? And I can go into, and we do go into so much detail in the Marketing Impact Academy on all the different types of online businesses. But what I want you to know that you're missing out on is that joy. Like, look at what I'm doing right now. I'm just blabbering away into a mic, and like, this is my job. And you're listening to it on your phone, which is technically the internet. And like, I mean, this is crazy, right? And how much did it cost for me to start a podcast? I don't know, like maybe in total, $50, maybe. And is this a business? Well, sure. I mean, take a look at people like Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas. Look at Smart Passive Income with Pat Flynn. Look at some of the top podcasters, even Jordan Harbinger with The Art of Charm. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and that's just podcasting. My point is, you don't have to be a podcaster. The point is, if there's something that, you know, you're super excited about and you can't stop talking about it, and you just get excited and you can't ever imagine finding a way to make a business out of it, just trust me, there's a business there. So if you're saying to yourself, I'm not really sure what it would be, don't worry about that. Those details are unimportant. It will reveal itself. Just decide to start. All right, so let's review. Number one is it provides financial security and you don't have to quit your job. In fact, ideally, before you actually need to rely on your online business, that's when you should start your online business. If you haven't already, go back and listen to a previous episode, just a few earlier than this one, called How to Build a Community and Follow Your Passions. That's an interview I did with Pat Flynn. He's one of the top podcasters. And what I love about the story he shares is that he had started this online blog about something he was pretty passionate about, never intending ever for it to be a business. He assumed he would always be an architect. He assumed that the blog was just something he did as a hobby. But because this online community and that business was building long before he needed it, on the day that his boss walked into his office and said, "Sorry, bud, we have to cut your position," it was a jump off. And because he'd already started it long before he knew he needed it, it ended up being probably the best day of his life. Well, actually, now that I think about it, it was probably the fourth. I know Pat, so it's probably the fourth best day of his life. Number one being the day he married his wife, then baby number one, then baby number two. And okay, now we're back to the fourth best day of his life, the day he realized he had a business, he had freedom. And ultimately, what does that mean? It means now Pat is one of those dads who's actually at all of the recitals, who actually takes his kids to school and picks them up after school. I mean, that could be you. Why shouldn't that be you? I mean, there's so little risk today. And I don't say that flippantly. I've had many businesses and most of them took forever to turn a profit. I mean, years and years and years of working at Powder Blue before we ever made our first million, and so much headache and so much stress and so much pressure and so many employees. And the list just goes on and on and on. What I'm able to do today, the way I'm able to live, the way Brett and I are able to spend time with our kids, to take care of people, and not just us, just the hundreds and thousands of people who we coach and teach them how to do this, the coolest part about it is that this wasn't available like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You just couldn't do this. It was too expensive to get into it. People couldn't afford, nor did they know how to hire someone who could do SEO expert work on their website. I mean, it was really tough to make a business profitable. It was a big risk and there was a huge leap of faith and you almost couldn't do it and work full time. But it's totally different now. To think that the business we started just a few years ago online, completely online, where I don't have product to ship or more than 4 employees. I mean, our lives are completely different and that is because of the internet. We literally started a business from scratch just a few years ago. And because of what I've learned about marketing online and building a community and being yourself, like, I mean, there's some people who listen to my show and they can't stand me, but there's people like you who you totally get me. And if we were to sit down, you'd be like, I feel like I know you. We have so much in common. And that's what's cool about the internet is I teach people how to find people like you. So you don't have to be anyone other than you and how you don't even have to be an expert. You don't have to do or create or invent something that no one else has ever thought of because it's you that people like and trust and they want to learn these things or buy these things or invest in someone like you. And again, you don't have to know what it is today. You just have to believe that it's possible. Thank you so much for spending this time with me and I look forward to having you join me as we celebrate the success of people with greatness within them, people just like you. You are thebomb.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.